What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my beautiful pregnant wife, Lawrence, for another episode of Here's the Sitch.
Yes, we are so excited to be back. We are dealing with our post-gluttonous holiday excursions,
I have to say. Very true.
We both really went in. I really went in on the food over the weekend. And Mike really went in on the cookies,
I'd also have to say that, you know, you're allowed to go in. You're pregnant.
I am, but I don't feel good. Like, I get sick when I overeat now, being pregnant.
Yeah. You're 18 weeks.
I am. And,
you know, there's like a secret combination of a few cookies. If she eats too many cookies, then she doesn't
feel good, or she has like a headache.
But
yeah, the sugar content all of a sudden gives me these raging headaches, and it's not even worth the sprinkles.
And somebody hit me up, not hit me up, but a comment on social media. Where is your sympathy weight? Well, if you guys if you guys see me now, I'm definitely not at my best. But it goes to show you guys that even someone like myself that looks like I have it all together, I'm working on being my best self. You know, we have our nutritional line and things like that. You know, we took a week where, you know, we pretty much, you know, ate the Christmas cookies just like everyone else, all the Christmas food. And now it's time to get back on track.
Well, I would say that we took a little more than a week.
I think two weeks.
So if you took more than a week, don't feel bad.
Exactly.
Because you're in the same company and the same boat as us. And you just get back on the horse. That's all you do.
Exactly.
You just keep making positive decisions the next day. So we both just finished our morning cardio.
Yeah.
He does his fasted cardio.
Fasted, yep.
And I obviously don't fast because I'm growing a human.
Yep.
So I have a small breakfast and then I meet him in the gym and we do cardio together.
Exactly. And it's also important to note that your cardio at first, where you're just starting, is low intensity for now. You know, you're getting your body used to movement and things like that. And you're looking forward to trying other things. I think we spoke about this over the weekend. There's a Pilates for pregnant?
Prenatal Pilates.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it's a lot of stretching.
Yeah.
It's very – Pilates is low impact to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to do the Megaformer, which is a very intense Pilates. It's probably – one of the hardest versions of it that you can do. And a lot of pregnant women do still do that. I remember from when I would take those classes, seeing like full-term 9-month pregnant women killing it. Because it's so good. Because Pilates is all your pelvic floor. So it's so good for your labor. It's so good for the health of your baby. It's so great for your delivery and your postpartum. But I just took a different route this pregnancy. I'm basically halfway. I'm 5 months.
Yeah.
So the first half, I just rested. I really didn't work out, but I was working out prior to getting pregnant 2 hours a day.
Well, yeah, but I think
I took a nice break.
It's also important to note that, you know, your first trimester was a bit sensitive for us because we wanted to really take it one day at a time. We really wanted to listen to your body. We wanted you to rest. Once we started to get a hang of it, and we went to our, you know, doctor's appointments and everything was going well, now going into the, when do you go into your third trimester? You're in your second now, right?
Yeah, I've been in my second.
You've been in the second, yeah.
I think I'm in the third, like, end of February,
Wow. Wow,
yeah,
it's actually going by pretty quickly.
I was cleared to work out from the beginning because some women aren't. So I have to make that point. I don't want anyone thinking we were good, but you know what? You're clear until there's a problem.
Exactly.
So from my experience, my personal experience, for my mental state of mind to be like healthy mentally throughout it, I had to just take it easy in the beginning.
You also have to be your biggest lobbyist in pretty much everything that you do. You have to be your biggest advocate.
Yes.
You know, if you think that maybe a level is low or you go into your doctor's appointments all the time, it's your job to be accountable and responsible and say, hey, you know, doctors, have you guys considered these? And as long as they say yes, you know,
pregnancy is such a crazy time. Because you're literally growing a human.
Yeah.
But your whole body is changing and your body's trying to grow and nourish a human being. And then I think after 13 weeks, which is why the first trimester is so rough for so many women, after 13 weeks, the baby has all of his own organs. So like he has his own liver, he has his own thyroid, he has his, you know, his heart, his brain, everything working in there. And then the placenta, you know, taking control. So that's why the second trimester, they call it usually like the honeymoon part.
The second, yeah.
Yeah, of being pregnant, because you feel better. You're able to have energy some more days, and you're not huge yet, and you, where like you can't breathe.
And you're also eating exactly, not exactly what you want, but more of the things that you want. Your appetite is more as well. Because I remember in the beginning, you really weren't eating much. Not to say much. You could only eat pasta and pizza in the beginning.
I could only eat certain things.
Yeah. Now you could pretty much.
It still goes up and down though.
Well, you know what? I'm saying you can eat most things, but when she has some fried things, sometimes that tends to get to her. But speaking of other things that are happening in the world right now, they are just starting to roll out the vaccine, honey.
Oh my goodness, yeah, I know. It's such a big thing.
I know.
It's such an amazing thing to see how advanced our science mm-hmm. is, that we were able to, or that, you know, the world.
To roll it out so quickly.
The companies, yeah, were able to roll out two different kinds of vaccines.
I got you on that one, but I'm a skeptic.
Well, I think it's because we're not in the medical field. So I feel like this is very generalization, but for us, we're not like, that's not our experience. We don't know anything about, you know, medical studies and all that kind of stuff. And I think that we're thinking like, you need some time. We want to see how it plays out. We want to see like, what happens in 10 years?
The long-term effects. Well, I don't think you're going to be able to find out what happens in 10 years. I think...
But historically, it would take 10 years to come out with the vaccine. But 10 years ago, like my nephew's 10 years old, and they didn't test for like 80% of the things they test now when you're pregnant. So that just shows how quickly medicine has advanced.
I don't know. I think it's great that they came out with the vaccine in a year. But obviously, there are no long-term... We don't have any long-term studies.
We don't know.
You don't know. And I mean, we spoke to your mom over the holidays and she said that...
She's getting it.
Your mom is a first-line...
Frontline. She's a respiratory therapist in the hospital. So she's been working like... heavy on the front line.
They get offered it first, right?
Like she's literally who puts people on the respirators and takes them off. Like that's
exactly.
her job.
Yeah.
So she's definitely getting it. And all my family members and like any of my friends that are in the medical field, they're all getting it. They're all excited. So it's exciting to like see that side. And then it's also, I'm also interested in the other side of what happens though?
Well, I did ask her in the holidays. I said, "How is it? Is it worse than the first time?" Obviously early in the year, and she said no, which I felt good about. She said it's still not the best, but it's not as worse as it was in the beginning of the year when it comes to, how full the hospitals are or how many people are on ventilators. And don't quote me on that. I'm just really just getting information from my mother-in-law.
No, yeah, it's still not ideal. But I think the main takeaway of what she said was that they've been able to study the virus more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah. She said they're able to treat people better, I think.
Yeah, so she said now we're treating people. We're trying to treat people and not put everyone on a ventilator. Yeah. Where in the beginning of the year, they didn't know how to treat anyone because they knew nothing about the virus. Mm-hmm. So what they tried to do to protect everybody was to put them on the ventilator.
Yeah.
So she said, we're trying to treat the virus more now, which is a positive because you're getting some data and some information about how to treat it.
She also said if they do put you on a ventilator right now, it's definitely
it's hard to come back.
A negative sign, yeah.
Okay, guys. So everyone's schedule has been a little hectic lately, and I feel like so many people have been telling me they're feeling worn down and just getting COVID fatigue. Like that's the word of the month, COVID fatigue. And I was talking to a friend and they told me all about what was working for them because they tried workouts, they tried meditation, they tried everything under the sun, and they were still feeling super stressed. So they let me know that they had added this one supplement to their routine, and it changed everything drastically in a positive way for them. I tried it out pre-pregnancy, and I absolutely loved it. You guys know I love my supplements. I love anything to boost my health wellness and mind and everything, mind, body, soul, all together. And what it was that he recommended to me was a superdose of magnesium. See, magnesium is the fourth most abundant mineral in the human body, since this nutrient is responsible for 300 to 600 different biochemical reactions, including your metabolism. When your levels are low, you struggle with everything from sleep, energy, metabolism, pain, and even stress. Stress is the number one killer, guys. If you could take a supplement to help you out with that, why wouldn't you? You can definitely get magnesium from certain foods like beans, nuts, avocados, spinach, and plenty more. But if you really want to make sure you get enough magnesium for what your body needs, I recommend using a supplement in addition to these foods. It's basically how you would supplement also with a multivitamin or a prenatal when you're pregnant. Most supplements fail to help you beat the stress for two reasons. They're synthetic, unnatural, and not recognized by your body, and they're not full spectrum, meaning they don't have all seven forms that you need. Magnesium Breakthrough is a complete formula that includes naturally derived forms of all seven forms of supplemental magnesium and does not contain any synthetic additives or preservatives. This is the most potent oral magnesium you will ever find, period. Many people notice a sense of calm, relaxation as their nervous system and stress levels are soothed. Better sleep is often observed within the very first week if used daily as instructed. Most people use Magnesium Breakthrough in the morning to help them stay calm and resilient to stress throughout the day. And within 3 to 5 weeks, most people experience a level of peace and serenity that they have not felt in a very long time. I highly recommend taking Magnesium Breakthrough for at least 30 days to see how it'll make a difference in your mood and stress levels. Today, you can get 10% off with a special Here's the Sitch coupon code when you visit buyoptimizers.com/situation and enter code SITUATION10. That's BIOPTIMIZERS/situation and use coupon code SITUATION10. Once again, that's buyoptimizers.com/situation and coupon code SITUATION10. We are days away from 2021 and we are still quarantining.
Exactly. It's been about a year now, right?
It's crazy.
About a year almost.
I mean, just 3 months shy of a year. Because what, we started in March?
Probably, yeah.
Insane.
Probably it's, even started before that. We just didn't even know, probably.
But you know what? So many of those memes and all these things about
supposed to be for 2 weeks. Two weeks. They said quarantine for 2 weeks and that was it, remember? Yeah. That's crazy.
No, but all like these memes about how saying 2020 was like the worst year ever and all these things. And I'll be honest with you, I don't resonate as much as we struggled with it, and I know the whole world did.
Yeah.
We're like, listen, if we're able to talk and complain about the year, like, we're alive. We made it through. Like, we're okay.
I might shed a tear on the December 31st that we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
We made
it. Like, that's a huge positive.
Yeah.
You made it through the storm. And hopefully the sails are, you know, the winds are calming down.
Yeah.
And it's going to be smoother sailing. But also, we had like a huge year for us. Like, we got pregnant.
Yes.
So,
yes,
like, I don't, yes. I can never, like, my heart is just so attached to this baby already that anytime I see negativity about 2020, like, I can't even utter those words just because I'm so grateful for what we were able to do this year.
Yeah. No, I know. Listen, we said this last podcast that it was a tough year for everyone, but I think,
absolutely.
But I think as a couple, we're going to be able to find some inches of progress somewhere along the line, whether it's mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, and professionally, like we always try to do. You know, but also I think it's important that you just mentioned a topic that we haven't really discussed that we could just glaze over is it's not easy to be pregnant during a pandemic. We're always every single day is like. We have our defenses up, you know, we really try not to go anywhere.
Yeah. You're much more on guard, you know, because as much as I obviously care about my own health and my own safety, it would be different if I wasn't, you know, growing a human and trying to have my first baby, because I care more about the baby and making sure the baby's healthy. And if when you're pregnant, your immune systems are down and they're suppressed because it's telling your immune system does that, whether you're healthy or not, to make sure your body doesn't reject the baby. So that's why you actually have a suppressed immune system when you're pregnant. So I'm much more susceptible to getting anything. So we're much more cautious and just being aware. And to me, I feel like I'm just so happy to be pregnant that I really don't focus on the negative sides of it. Yeah. But, you know, Mike's not able to come to the appointments with me.
Yep.
I video everything on my phone. Mm-hmm.
It definitely sucks, but it is what it is. And safety comes first.
Yes.
You know what I mean? If they're not going to allow me in there, I guess there could be a positive from that. There's a positive point of view to that.
I'll be honest with you. I have a lot of friends, which is amazing, that are pregnant, and I talk to a lot of pregnant women, and anytime they complain about that, I really never complain about it because I'm relieved that they're not letting anyone in.
Yeah, meaning because, if they're not letting me in, then that means they're not letting anyone in.
Letting him in, then they're not letting people in that are still commuting to the city on public transportation. It's just too many more risks.
Yeah.
Of too many more, like, what is that, 6 degrees of separation or contact tracing?
Variables.
It's too many people, variables. You know? So it's safer for the baby and it's safer for the health of the mother, I think.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's being pregnant in 2020.
Yeah, we're really just, to be honest with you guys, I mean, if you've listened to this podcast, we're taking the pandemic, we've taken a lot of the things that we've gone through in our life one day at a time. You know, we prioritize, we adapt, and we overcome. And right now, the pregnancy is number one, and we try not to go out. Obviously, we'll have to go to work and things like that, and just take the necessary precautions to stay safe and healthy, so that we have this healthy baby in May 2021.
I will say, I do really hope that by the time I deliver, this is over.
Yeah.
Because they will allow your spouse. They'll allow you there for the delivery.
Oh, yeah.
But normally, I think you're allowed two people. Like my mom, they won't let anyone else in, I don't think.
Yeah.
And you don't get visitors or anything. So it's...
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hopefully, they can, you know, let us in, you know.
I mean, it's still a while away.
Still is a while away.
It'll be springtime. It'll be better weather. And I feel like in the summer was when the numbers went down significantly.
Yeah.
So hopefully if it's still around, the numbers are low and manageable, and we'll see.
We're also willing to, you know, let Jersey Shore in on the party as well. You know what I'm saying? When the time comes, because I think that's an important part for the fans to see. You know, it's been a journey for us, and I think the streets are rooting for us. So
I think we're definitely trying to find ways for that to happen.
Yep. But
it's
as of
still a process.
But as of right now, it's a wait and see.
Even if I was like, yeah, let's do it. You know what I mean? And agreed to everything at this moment. I don't think it's even possible right now.
I know. Well, listen.
We'll have to be creative.
I don't want to be a damper. I like to do current events, but I saw on the New York Post last night that Nostradamus said that 2021, we are going to see the zombies. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he said. Zombies, and I think maybe some sort of asteroid or something. But thanks to Nostradamus, we definitely have more situations possibly coming. But then again, they also said at the end of the article that some of his predictions were extremely outlandish and didn't come to pass, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, it's like throwing everything at the wall. You see what sticks. One of his things was right.
This man, I don't know exactly when he was going down with his predictions, but it could have been in the 1500s. I might have to relook at that article.
I have no idea.
Anyway, back to what's really happening, guys. This is the last week of 2020. And I'm grateful that we made it, honey.
Me too. I'm very grateful that we made it, that our families made it, that everybody's safe and healthy.
Everyone that's listening right here has made it.
Everyone's listening has made it.
Yeah.
We're about to take on the new year. I don't like to project too much.
Yeah.
Into the future.
You're not supposed to project or forecast.
Yes. That's one of your favorite words, forecasting.
Yes. You're not supposed to forecast. We are not the weatherman.
I mean, they're never right either anyway. So it doesn't matter.
I actually, you're 100%. You're 100% true. I think they said almost like 90 something percent of the things that you project in your head never come true.
Yep.
It's overthinking.
Yes.
And you cause all this drama in your head and it never comes to pass. And that's why they say to stay present.
Yeah.
Because they say when you look in the past, you get depressed. When you look in the future, you get anxiety. But when you stay in the present, that is the gift, my friends.
I know, but it's like the hardest thing to do for some people.
That's all I do.
I know. But I think that's something you've always been good at. Like, you've always naturally been gifted at being present. You have. Mm-hmm. Before, ever since I've known you, mm-hmm. before everything, you've always been a very present person. Mm-hmm. Which is great.
Yeah.
But it takes a lot of people. Like, it takes me a lot of work to be present every day.
Well, I think you just need to be reminded of the tools, you know.
Yeah, that, it's like that, anything yeah. else that you want to be good at. You yeah. have to practice it.
Yeah, and always, you know, remained mindful of certain things. Yeah. You know, you don't want to trip over some things you can easily step over.
And I'll tell you, the happiest people are present fully. Yes, yes. So that's why I strive to, like, challenge myself to be more present every day.
I actually think the most important or the easiest thing to stay present is to make sure that you do the basics. Mm-hmm. If you're doing the basics.
It's true. If you're not doing that, you can't be.
Yeah. If you're doing the present. Basics and taking care of yourself, it's self-care and self-love. And you're eating, let's just say, 3 to 4 meals a day, healthy meals. You're prioritizing exercise in the morning. You're trying to be positive. You're being good to your neighbor. You're also trying your best at work. Those things right there will just follow through with everything else. You really don't have too much time out to do too many other things. You're just concentrating on that day. Yeah. And from doing those principles, you start to go downhill a lot quicker.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, since we were touching the surface of forecasting and projecting.
Oh my God, what's happening?
I think this is a really big topic we should discuss today. What's that? Because I've been asked it. I was actually asked it in a People interview we did like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell your former self?
No.
Because I'm ready for that one. People have
you
been.
You get that one a lot.
I get that one a lot. And yeah. that's like, I always don't give my best answer. And I'm ready to give it.
You are?
I think I'm ready to give it.
Okay, so go for it. What would you tell your former self?
I would tell my former self a couple of things. I would tell him, first and foremost, the comeback is always greater than the setback. I would tell him that your current situation is not your final destination. I would also tell him the most important thing in life is make sure the fire inside of you is burning brighter than the fire outside of you. If you make sure that you do those three things, you know, you'll be a winner.
Yeah.
You know, making sure that your goals are stronger than your excuses.
But I think you had that one last time you were asked that. I think
I did.
You had half of it.
I did. People asked me that last week, and I told them to keep moving forward, which is still what you should be doing anyway. But it wasn't as good as what I just said just now.
Yeah. I think it's an interesting question when people ask that.
It is.
Because we both come from a very strong school and thought of we wouldn't change anything in the past. And when we say that to certain people, they are shocked at that.
Yep.
Because we've gone through some very hard, difficult things. But those things are what led us to this exact moment we're in today. So if we didn't go through mistakes made, certain decisions that were made,
makes you stronger,
different things, we'd probably be in a different place, good or bad. It would just be different. We don't know what it would be. So it's an interesting question for people. But no, what was the question I was going to say? It was the classic, you know, New Year's question. It was like, what
are the resolutions?
It was, what are your New Year's resolutions? And I said, I don't like New Year's resolutions, because to me, I like to do goals. Like, I don't have any resolutions, mm-hmm. but I do have many goals for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people use the words interchangeably, but I looked it up just because I was curious, mm-hmm. like what the definition of resolution means. And it says a firm decision to do or not to do something, and the quality of being determined or resolute. I hate when they use
that. I mean, I kind of like that definition, but I feel that you should be...
I like the definition of resolute, because I hate when they use the word mm-hmm. in the... What was that called? In the definition? I hate when the dictionary uses the word I'm looking up
mm-hmm.
in the description. It's okay. Like, I'm looking up the word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't tell me it's to resolute. So I looked up resolute, and I really like this one. Mm-hmm. I really like it. admirably purposeful, determined, and unwavering. So I'm a fan of that word.
Sounds like my last 5 years.
It does. It does. I love that. And I never even knew that that was like the root of resolution. So maybe I do like resolutions, but I think I was historically programmed to think that it was like cutting out, you know, changing something or whatever. But I think I like the spin on it of it being a goal setting purpose of what you want to do in the new year to better yourself.
For the people that have not started yet. The people that...
Yes, that's where I got hung up on.
The people that have not put into action yet. And for a lot of people, sometimes it takes longer than others, you know? Sometimes it actually takes years. Sometimes people never even start, honey.
Yeah, my pregnancy brain wasn't getting to that point, but that was the point I was initially trying to get to. Was the reason why I don't usually love that question is because I don't like have people being asked that question once a year or being asked, you know, thinking they can only change it at that time of year. We both do our best every day.
Yeah.
And if I had a bad day and I made bad decisions or, you know, unhealthy decisions or didn't pay the bills or like didn't do things that I was responsible for.
I restart the next day. Yeah. Well, sometimes.
And I make better decisions.
Well, that's great to hear, honey. But a lot of people either A, don't pay their bills the next day. Sometimes people, you know.
They wait till December 31st sometimes.
Some people just skip the bill totally, honey.
I think the aliens are coming right now.
That is a helicopter above, honey. That is a helicopter.
So I want to talk to you a little bit about a meal program that Mike and I found that really made our lives so much easier, especially during all this time cooking at home with COVID and trying to just be safe, healthy, and having fun dishes at the same time. So HelloFresh is something we've been using and I love. You get fresh, pre-measured ingredients and mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. HelloFresh lets you skip trips to the grocery store and makes home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips. So that's what I love mostly about it, is I don't have to rack my brain thinking about a creative new recipe and run to the store if I'm missing one or two main ingredients. With HelloFresh, they make sure you have everything that you need. They feature ranges of flavors, cuisines, and ingredients so that you'll never get bored with the same old thing. Eating healthier has never been easier with low-cal, carb smart, vegetarian, and pescatarian options every week. And no matter what you choose, every single recipe is packed with fresh produce sourced directly from the farmers. That I really love too, because sometimes when you order online, you're just not getting the produce you need. With HelloFresh, they make sure everything is exactly what they're called, fresh. I love it. HelloFresh's Easy Eats offering has tons of quick and easy meal solutions like oven-ready 10 to 20-minute meals, perfect for your busy schedule. Here's the sitch, listeners. We want to give you guys a special code to get on the bandwagon and get some HelloFresh for the new year. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/situation10 and use code situation10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/situation10 and use code situation10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. What I love most about HelloFresh is that they offer flexibility, so we customize orders every single week. You can easily change your delivery days and your food preferences. So skip a week whenever you're out of town. And if you're going for a vegan or pescatarian, they have those options to try out in the new year as well. So guys, head over to HelloFresh.com/situation10 and use code situation10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That is a great situation.
This right here is for the people that haven't started their goals yet. The people that are maybe procrastinating, overthinking, forecasting. This is for you. It's time to take action.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Action and prayer equals results.
Yeah.
They say the hardest part of exercising, honey, Guess what it is?
It's walking in the door.
Oh my God, she got me.
It's so true, though.
She got me.
It's so true.
It's walking in the door.
Because you just have to get there.
The hardest part is
walking in the front door of the gym.
I actually have one of my family members that has been texting me for weeks now of photos of what his goals are. And I told him, I said, don't show people. I said, don't tell people. Show them the results.
Yeah.
Meaning take action. Okay, mm-hmm. Get in the gym. Okay, and as soon as you get in the gym, that's, you know, hashtag winning right there. That's mm-hmm. Your goal. One day at a time, get in the gym, and little by little, I don't care if you walked for 30 minutes. I guarantee you the next day, walking for 30 minutes is going to be easier.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I'm doing these days. I walk for 45 minutes.
Maybe because I told you to, because you a lot of the times you overdo things.
I historically overdo it.
She historically, her first day in the gym, she is dancing on the treadmill, doing squats, and then she's like, oh my God, I pulled something. So you have to, listen, in life, when you do things in steps, you know, one day at a time, you turn around weeks and months later and you're running a marathon.
Yeah.
You know? What, honey? You just popped again, honey? What's happening? Why, she just grabbed her belly. You popped again, honey?
No. I was going to look and see if we have voicemails, because we have been doing this podcast every other week right now, just with our schedules being a little hectic. And I want to make sure I am getting to all of your voicemails. Mm-hmm. If we have any questions, or especially because it's now the end of December, we want to take care of all your holiday
exactly,
calls.
Honey. You check to see what's happening with the callers. I'm going to motivate the listeners right now and tell them to stop wishing and start doing. Okay, today it's early in the day, and I'm going on my second workout. And not to say that you guys have to work out twice. It's just that I am prioritizing, you know, my fitness. If you can get one workout in early in the day and get to work, you're winning. Okay. I guarantee that once you do that and you do these little basics, you're going to start to feel better. Because you're feeling better, you're going to eat better. And then you're going to look better. And then you're going to sleep better. And and it goes down the line into your relationships, where people want to be around you because your energy and your demeanor is positive, and because of the things that you're doing. And then, you know, it follows into work, where, you know, then you'll eventually probably get a promotion because you're performing better at work. Do you guys see the pattern here of the basics of a foundation? All you got to do is start. And then once you start, you slowly build on it. So anyone that hasn't jumped in the gym, not a big deal. Anyone that can't get to the gym, guess what? We can go outside and we can start to walk, okay? Putting in some effort, I guarantee that you will be proud of yourself. Hence the result, or like a chain reaction of sort of like, you're going to be proud of yourself, you know, that you're putting in the work, and you're going to be nicer to people. And you're probably going to eat better too. And so, and also don't forget to treat thyself with one cheat day a week, and just one day at a time, shoot for your goals and dreams.
Yep. That's great advice, honey.
Right?
Yep. Do you want to do some calls?
Do we have some callers?
We do have some callers. The Here's the Sitch hotline is 732-898-0414.
Exactly. We want to find out, are you one of those people that have been, you know, working towards your goals throughout the year? Or are you that person that kind of waits till December and January to start to buy the gym equipment or to buy some of the gym supplements and to start your diet then? Because then, I'm not going to forecast or be negative, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here and say that I think that when you start only for a New Year's resolution thing, it ends, it kind of fades. You do it for like 2-3 months and then it fades.
I was going to say, there's nothing wrong with starting at this time of year because it's like in your face to do it.
Yeah,
everyone's
doing
it. But what we're trying to say is like, you should be in your face all year round.
You need to be your biggest motivator.
Decisions, yeah. Because you can't do it when it's like the trend. And right now it's the trend, so that's great. But hold on to that. Like, hold on to that throughout the whole year. Get in whatever workout regimen or routine that you like or that sticks with you, even if it's just walking around the neighborhood. Like, so many people still message yep. me that they can't get to their gyms, or someone actually messaged me today that they're pregnant, so they're not willing to go to a gym in a mask, and I don't blame them. But you can be creative. I actually stopped going to my Pilates studio, but I have, they have an online subscription class.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And I get it every month. I haven't been doing it every month, but I get it every month and I check it out and I make sure to get my walks in and I do stretching. So like, yeah, you can't do everything at home, but everybody has the phone or a computer to do a class with just your body weight.
Throughout this whole year, we were going to the park and we were doing workouts in the park.
Yeah.
You know, together.
And to get fresh air.
And we were finding ways to get our fitness in, to be together also. Sort of be a part of nature, which is also a vibe as well. So,
yeah. So make sure you guys call into our Here's the Sitch podcast. The hotline is 732-898-0414.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, this is Heidi from outside of Philadelphia. I just wanted to say, Mike, I am so proud of you and everything that you have done and how far you've come. And Lauren, what strength you have to stand by your man. I give you all the credit. Sometimes I find myself in the same situation you are, Lauren, and I look towards you to be able to pull that inner strength and support my man. I just wanted you guys to know and ask you if you could maybe put in the show notes or something the recipe for your drinks or your supplements so, you know, we as your fans can go out and feel as great as you guys do. Thanks. Keep up the good work, guys. I love listening to you each and every week.
Okay, so that was Heidi from Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for calling into Here's the Sitch podcast. And you know what? We will look into posting some of that if you follow at Here's the Sitch podcast on Instagram. If you want to see some of the supplements that we take and the healthy recipes and all that kind of stuff. Mike did just launch his very own supplement line, which that call was before that came out. So we're just catching up with some of the callers. But his supplement line is Brotrition. You can follow them at Brotrition Official on Instagram. And it has protein. It has pre-workout, BCAAs, fat burners, and we are developing some new really fun supplements that will be out in the new year that we are really excited about. And we still have special promo bundle rates going on now, so you should check them out. And yeah, that's all the supplements that we're using right now. I'm pregnant, so I'm doing the prenatal supplement route and just looking out for the baby. And
yeah, you did a great job with that, honey. That was a great plug right there you just did.
Yeah, my brain worked for that one.
Yeah.
My brain worked for that one.
All right, let's see some more callers. Let's see the next caller, honey.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. Michelle from New Jersey. Loyal listener. Big fan of both of you. So excited for your baby news and so excited that little Sitch is a boy. Lauren, I'm wishing you just nothing but the best for your pregnancy. And your birth. Mike, so proud of you for your 5 years sober. It's amazing. You are really, really just a great role model. And I know that's hard to be a role model, but that's exactly what you are for people that are suffering with addiction or in recovery or relapsing or wherever they may be on their journey. You are the real deal, and you are showing people that it is sustainable. You can do it. And it's all about the choices that you make. So anyway, guys, nothing more to say, just the best wishes for you both, Little Sitch and Mosey. And I hope you have a very Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Take care.
That was Michelle from New Jersey. Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your love and support. And that was just such a sweet, supportive message. Proud of me, proud of you, proud of baby Sitch, and she even gave Mosey Bear a shout out.
I know. Our supporters are so loyal, and I'm actually just so proud of them, because a lot of the callers, they are they're living their best life as well. You know, they're being their best self, and they're also following the principles of, you know, just being positive and working hard and prioritizing fitness and working on bettering yourself. And that's where the winning happens.
Yes.
This is Stella in Texas. And I have a question following up on last week's episode where you were discussing sort of the devil on your shoulder and what percent influence it has or how much you hear its voice. And Lauren said she was at 5 to 8%. I was thinking, following up on a lot of your episodes, about forming habits and the difficulty of that and how it feels like an uphill climb. And I was hoping you could put these two things sort of together and give us a step-by-step guide to how both of you have worked on building these habits. Lauren said in last week's episode that she doesn't really hear the voice of the devil on her shoulder that much anymore because she's trained herself in positivity. And obviously, Mike has overcome a lot of obstacles with his addiction struggle, et cetera. So you guys clearly have a strong foundation of solid, solid habits. So I'm wondering if you can speak to some details about how to switch from bad habits to good habits. Thanks.
That was Stella from Texas. Thank you, Stella, so much for calling into Here's the Sitch podcast. And thank you for that message. It's real. I'm so glad that you called because I actually got some DMs about that episode with the devil on our shoulder conversation.
Yeah.
Because someone was at, I got a few, listen, sometimes when you get some heated DMs, they just stick in your brain and you remember them.
Yeah.
And I remember I did get one where someone was like, how is it that easy for you? Like, you need to humble yourself and understand that other people, it's not that easy, you know?
Are you talking about the friend?
It was a stranger.
I was going to say, we also had a friend that we spoke to recently, and he's a year or so sober, and we were outside, and we went out to dinner, and he was talking to us about...
I don't remember any of this. Keep going.
Okay.
This is news to me. Keep going.
We went to the butcher block.
Okay.
Okay. And someone was speaking to us about, like, you know, the devil on the shoulder. And remember that?
Yeah.
And he's early in on recovery. And he says it happens to him all the time. I'm 5 years in and it still happens to me, but I'm so trained. And that caller, what was her name?
Stella.
Stella, she was 100% right. It really comes from the foundation that you've built and the habits that you do on a daily basis. If you do positive habits all the time, like I have trained myself over the years... Yeah, if you get a negative thought in your brain, you're trained to just, you know, kill it as soon as it happens.
Yeah. So,
but a lot of people aren't.
Exactly. So the reason why my level was like 5 to 8%, and listen, that wasn't like a number I picked out of nowhere. I strongly still agree with that number for me because it's a 24/7 habit to tune out the negative, negative, bad behavior, lying, like any kind of bad thought. It's a 24/7 habit to tune that out. And it's going to take different information and different device, different like forms of getting that information for it to work for different people. So what worked for me is not going to work for everybody else. But I've talked about this book a million times on this podcast, I feel like. And that's something that changed my entire perspective when it comes to tuning out that devil on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And it's the Four Agreements. It's the book, The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. And if you read that book, mm-hmm. which is like the quickest read ever, it's mm-hmm. not like some huge thick book. It's like the smallest book ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's ancient. If you read that, and then I actually wrote down because it was that powerful to me when I finally read the book. Mm-hmm. I was gifted it in like high school by a great aunt. I didn't read it till probably mid-20s. Mm-hmm. And it was so impactful to me that I wrote down the short phrases of each Four Agreement in the notes app on mm-hmm. my iPhone. Mm-hmm. Okay. And anytime a bad thought, like, I still get bad thoughts. I got in a fight with or a stupid disagreement with a family member, wanted to call another family member and talk about it. But you know what ran through my head the entire time was like, what purpose does that serve?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to get them upset? Is that going to get me more upset? What is like gossiping is one of, to me, like the worst sins ever. And it's very easy to get caught up in it.
Yeah.
And as a younger woman, I was caught up in gossip very easily.
Yep.
So I don't tolerate any kind of behavior like that at all. And that took a long time to train myself out of it. But if you adhere to the Four Agreements, a lot of it is like, before you speak, like, is this kind? Is this true? what am I, like, what is the purpose of speaking this into the universe? Yeah. Is it going to hurt somebody?
Yep.
Even if it's a joke, like, listen, you can still be like lighthearted and have a sense of humor without being a negative, nasty person and saying evil things.
Yeah. Yep.
So it's just, you just have to find what works for you. And for me, that book really helped. So if you're looking for something to help you out, I would definitely check it out.
I totally like that, because I remember you came up to me one night in bed and you're like, honey, did you ever read The Four Agreements?
I bought it for you.
Yeah. And I'm like, no. She's like, because you live the Four Agreements and you don't even know it.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's wild. But I also wanted to tag in on the gossiping, because I don't necessarily like to gossip either. But I have a very close set of friends that all we do is roast each other. So I don't consider that gossiping.
But roasting to the person's face is not gossiping.
Yeah.
Gossiping is when it's about the people not in the conversation.
Okay,
what gossiping is.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. And also, I love the conversation. Was it Stella you said?
Mm-hmm.
Stella, that she brought up about the devil on your shoulders. Because, you know, it's a little easier for my wife, but I have such a great foundation that I just want to expand on that more, because there's so many people that are so interested in to say, you know what, it happens to me too. And I told you, we went out to dinner, it was a couple months ago.
Yeah, it's something a lot of people
struggle with it. They're like, how do you do it?
And you definitely struggled with it more than I did, but you're better than a lot of other things than I am too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's different skill sets that everybody has. And I think you could probably speak better to it of how you've been able to drastically change your behaviors and diminish that voice.
I think how I did it in the beginning, and I'm 5 years clean and sober now, I almost had like a mental checklist in my brain of all the negative habits that I thought that I had. And I desperately wanted to change for the better in any way, shape, or form. And I felt that every change would be an effect on myself, my life, my future, my family, you know, my energy, everything. So one by one, I started to slowly take away those negatives. Some of them were harder than the others. You know, I used to smoke, I used to drink. There used to be a lot of bad habits. And little by little, I think how I started was I used to take out the easiest ones first. You know, I used to, if I didn't exercise, I'm like, okay, I can exercise.
Yep.
I can stop drinking. I can stop smoking. This is not in the right order, but you know, all those things, lying. I don't like to lie, you know,
and that's a big thing for me.
Yeah.
I have to stop you there, because the lying is a huge thing to not listening to that devil on your shoulder. You might not think, listen, I'm not calling anybody some horrible person if you're a liar. But if you think about the amount of times you call maybe your mother, maybe your sister, maybe your friend, and you're like, sorry, I was doing this, which is a lie, and that's why I didn't pick up your call. Or sorry, I can't go to dinner, instead of just saying you don't want to, because I have to babysit, or my kids this. Or it's dumb white lies, but when you train your mind to just speak authentically and you don't have to justify your decisions to anyone else. So what made it easier for me to do that is instead of explaining myself, just saying no. And it's just learning how to say no. So if you can't make it to a business meeting, if you can't make it to a dinner, if you can't make it to a function because you don't feel like it, or you're not up to it, or for what you just decided no, you don't need some elaborate explanation. Even if it's to someone you care about, you just have to have the confidence to say, I'm sorry, that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is communication is key. Communication is key.
Yeah, but people don't realize that when they're saying all these white lies, they're kind of like muddying their vibe.
Oh,
and 1,000%.
1,000%.
And by saying those lies to me,
they start to believe them.
Yes.
Some people.
And that's the devil on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Because you're saying this person's not going to accept my decision, I have to sell them on it. And that's the devil.
Yeah.
So when you don't have to do that, you don't have that devil voice.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I don't want to go too much into this, but I think that once you start to open up that small little behavior of negative behavior as it is lying, it could open up to other things.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It
trickles in everywhere. For me, I'm an all or nothing guy. So I'm 100%, you know, full disclosure, you know, I don't lie, I don't cheat, I don't steal. I don't drink. I don't drug. I don't even speed because I can't afford to get pulled over. They will probably put me in the news. But it has worked for me. But obviously in the beginning of my journey of being my best self, I wasn't doing all those things in the beginning. You know, it's been a long journey, and life is a marathon and it's not a sprint. Little by little, I made those changes over time to now 5 years in. I'm very proud of the man that I am. And I'm very proud that, you know, when I have a family and I have my son, he'll be proud of his dad and who I've become.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is very good advice. I really liked that caller question too.
Yeah, it was.
But you have another caller. Let's see.
Hey, Mike and Lauren, congratulations on the baby. I'm so excited for you guys. A little about my situation. I'm in a relationship. I've been in a relationship for 4 years. My boyfriend was an addict, has 2.5 years clean now, and is doing really well. He's making real progress on himself internally and while working. He's doing really great. So my question is, in the beginning of our relationship, I felt like I was the one that was the stronger of the two of us. And then throughout the relationship, he's made so much growth, and he has a program that he works. And especially lately with COVID, I've been feeling kind of inadequate myself and in the relationship. I feel like he's the stronger one. So Lauren, this is basically a question for you. How do you work on dealing with yourself? And do you follow a 12-step program, or do you make your own treatment plan?
I would say I don't really
have specific things, specific guidelines that you follow. I think we follow the same protocol as a family.
Yeah, I think that I just kind of let Mike's recovery speak for himself, because you can't get wrapped up in your spouse's or significant other's recovery plan or treatment plan. So he needs to do what works for him, and then I need to find what works for me. And sometimes they'll agree and like cross paths and they'll be the same things, mm-hmm. but sometimes they'll be different. So I think it's just a constantly changing thing, because he's not always in the same place.
Yeah.
He's, you know, your significant other's 2.5 years clean and sober. Mike's 5 years. There's a, as yeah. you grow, you mm-hmm. go through different challenges.
Yeah.
Certain things become easier and certain yeah. things become harder.
Yep.
And it's like a cycle. Sometimes other things come back. You yeah. never know.
I agree.
So it's a constantly moving target. And I think for most significant others, you definitely, of addicts, you definitely need to have your own foundation. So for me, my foundation has always been my faith and my spirituality. When I'm on the treadmill, I'll often listen to sermons from two of my favorite pastors. So if I'm feeling down, or if I just need some clarity, or someone to like speak some influential information that takes me to a higher power type thing.
But you also said something very important. You said on the treadmill, which I want to say that that's self-care, that's self-love.
Yes, you have to take care of yourself first and foremost mm-hmm. before you take care of anyone else. Yep. So you can't be so wrapped up in trying to fix the other person and help them, because if you're not taking care of yourself first, you'll never be able to help that person. So I think that is the best advice I can give, and just keep on going.
Exactly. Well, that wraps it up for this episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Happy New Year's. Happy holidays. We will see you guys in 2020. We're so excited. We made it. It's happening, guys.
Yes. Happy New Year, guys. Stay safe and stay healthy. See you in 2021.